Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Glory to God. Now, please, can you just bow your head briefly and pray? That in the name of Jesus, Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, you say, I pray that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you know the hope which has called you, the riches of a glorious inheritance as a Christian. Pray. 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 Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. All right, glory to God. We have been considering a very powerful series, Honor Towards God, right? And then we set the tape running last week when we established that every closed door in your life can be traced to dishonor, either to God, to man, or to what? Principles. Ah. Mr. Joshua, it's so nice seeing you again. Mr. Favor, it's nice seeing you too. Glory to God. All right. So, and then every Sunday we said we commit ourselves to teaching on honor towards God. Then on Wednesday, honor towards men, that we tie to love and respect. And then honor towards principles, right? So I want to encourage you to do not miss any part of the service, either the Sunday service or the midweek service. Why? Because they are moving hand in hand. So it will be easier for you to flow. If it's okay with you, can you just pray in the language of the Spirit briefly? Just pray in the language of the Spirit. What it helps you do is that it helps your comprehension. Just pray briefly in the language of the Spirit. You can take it a bit higher. Just pray. Pray. Ibraka sete mbraha skenyaha. Mandesko bradis geragadamosio. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. All right. If this is your first time at the Building Church, you are welcome. My name is Jeremiah James, and the person we celebrate the other time is my wife, Sister Lois James. Together, we are the co-lead pastors at the Building Church. And then the Building Church have just one vision. If for any reason you hear and that one is not from us, our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and societal transformation. And that, I say, is strongly rooted, that latter part, to live a life of impact and societal transformation, is strongly rooted in Luke chapter 12, verse 15b. The Bible says a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. That means what defines a man is not on the strength of what the man has. What defines a man is going to be on the strength of what he gives out as a result of what he has. Because you cannot give what you don't have, right? So when you are being built, you are built to build others. And we say our emphasis, our pillars, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, reaching out. That reaching out is also saying in giving. That is, after you have built yourself, after you are robust in structure, you are robust in competence, what you do next is to give out. It's for you to be able to mentor others. In fact, the Great Commission permits that we go and train. That is what a translation says. Say, go and train all men. Go and train all men. And you just imagine that your trainer is not trained. He doesn't even know what to tell you. He's also a fellow student. Imagine with me for a while that those in 400 level are being taught by 100 level students. 100 level, the guy just come and say, yes, I'm an 100 level student and it's my privilege to teach you Aki. You know, I used to check this man's status a lot. Aki, I don't know what, maybe he's in learning. Aki people, I learned from his status that they are suffering them in learning. You understand? I think I saw one on his status the other day, yesterday or so, that they should mirror the floor or something like that. And the person was trying to put mirror on the screen. So you mirror this floor. But what am I saying in essence? You can't give what you don't have. So at the building church, our soul him is to be able to build, one of our soul him rather, of course, soul him is so one, is to be able to build a structure in you that you can be able to build others easily. And we cannot say that without looking at our core values. Our core values are actually the things that define us. They are our cultures. They are the things you see even before we talk. So our core values are centered on spiritual growth. If you don't grow spiritually, there is issue. There is going to be a serious issue. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 80, he said, and the child grew and remained in the desert, and was strong in spirit until his appearing unto Israel. What that scripture is saying is that he was at the other side of the desert. He was at the other side of the wilderness. But he did not allow the wilderness stay in him. He was wasting strong in spirit. There was growth in his spirit. And then in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14, the Bible says, it says what? It said the spirit of a man sustained him. He said, but a crushed spirit, who can be? So the robustness of whatever it is you are doing will be traced to the spirit by which you are doing it. Yeah. So that is why our emphasis, and we said it often, that you live life twice. The first one is life in the spirit. Everything that is happening in your life in the physical is a reflection of the strength of what you have in the spirit. If you have a very weak altar in the spirit realm, it will show in the physical. Are we on the same page? That men can see you beyond your free body. You don't understand that you are looking free without power, but in the realm of the spirit, you carry serious weight. You know, you are weighty. Glory to God. So that is why the first thing on our list is what is spiritual growth. Then from there, service and impact. Service and impact. And then you move from service and impact to personal development. Personal development to honor. Honor to excellence. Excellence to love work. Love work to faith. Faith to family life. Family life to societal transformation. So what it implies is that, and we said these things are threaded into three layers. We have the building of the inner man, which is going to take four out of the core values. And then the building of the practical man. What the practical man does is that it builds character and competence in you. Then the building of the outer man, which is service and impact, is when you are able to give out. When you are able to give out. And I've often said it, that competence builds confidence. Competence, it enhances your confidence. So if there is personal development, if there is honor, if there is excellence, it's going to help you in giving out. People, in fact, before you say, I want to give out, people jump at you and say, we want to collect. Just imagine with me for a while, that you have two companies, maybe Tecno and Apple. And the two of them are saying that they are going to give you free phone. I'm not saying you will buy it though. That they say you will give it to, and they are on queue. You'll be surprised that even your pastor will be on Apple side. I have been abusing people that are using Apple. That doesn't mean if they give me one, I won't collect. But it's the weight of the money. That money. And of course, you know, our values are different. My own value is not around phones, actually. My value is around systems. Systems. That is my value. If not, if it's iPhone, sincerely, I would have gotten it. But it used to pay me if I have to buy phone. In fact, if I can only do like this, and I'll be able to receive call, I'll be much happier. It pains me every time I use my money to buy phone. But systems are. Why? Because me, I'm transactional. What do I want to be doing with the phone that will bring me that kind of amount back? Apart from Snap. And I have a mirror. So if you are not doing anything with your iPhone, I pity you. They are using you. Glory to God. By the time they change the position of the camera, they send it back to you. Bandama. And then the most painful part is those of you that do TikTok challenge with the iPhone and they are still abusing you on TikTok. You have a challenge. Glory to God. So that is who we are. That is what we represent. Bless or bless. Alright. So please preach to your neighbor. Say your life does not consist in the abundance of your possession, but it consists in the abundance of your giving. Say, what have you given? Say, lately, what have you given? Glory to God. So together, can we take our vision statement again? To build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and all right, glory to God. All right, last week I said there are three layers of honor. Honor towards God, honor towards men, honor towards laws and principles. And I said the reason why honor is a law is because it is predictable. Anything that is a law is predictable. Please, do I need to pray to jump down from this place? If I want to break my leg, please, do I need to ask Google? No. How many of you know, you want to go and ask Google how to die? No, nah. Look for heights that look like ours. I'd not say you should use our one. Look for heights that look like this one. Or times two of it. And then jump. I'm not teaching you how to die. I'm just suggesting what the one you already know. So, it's a law. In fact, did you know somewhere in Proverbs? That was not part of my scripture, but I think it's good. Let me look for it. The Bible says, at cooning milk, you have butter. He said, and at squeezing the nose, you have blood. That's what the Bible said. That is, if you want to produce butter, what you will do is that you cone milk. You look for milk. Milk is your raw material. You cone it. Then you are going to produce butter. Then if you want to disturb, if you want to see blood, the best way is to disturb the nose. That is the easier part. If you don't have needle. So he said, for as cooning the milk produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces milk, so stirring up anger produces strife. So what the Bible is saying to us is that life is governed by laws. There is the law of prosperity. Yes. There is the law of prosperity. And do you know something about laws? Is that it doesn't have respect for color. It doesn't have respect for age. As I am shouting here now, if they give me and my daughter corn, and I'm holding my own corn and said I am holding enough for corn to grow in my hand, and my daughter look for soil and plant it there, the ground is not going to say, because it's a child that planted me, I will not grow. Any person that respects a law, that person is going to reap the dividends of what he is doing. So honor is a law. It is predictable. It has an end result. Somebody say, honor is predictable. So if the Bible says, had cooning the milk, you produce butter. And then had twisting the nose, you produce blood. Why it implies that keep doing that to your nose, you will see blood. If not, there is no way we could have had butter. Hope you know that for this butter to be produced, there is a process. You just need milk. And then cone the milk. Keep coning the milk. What will happen is that you are going to see butter. If you like seeing blood too, keep twisting your nose. But sometimes, actually, it's just like loss too. Sometimes what used to happen is, somebody that said he want to die, he has hanged himself and he's still holding the rope. That guy did not plan to die. So that you now say that, hey, but I've been twisting my nose since, I did not see blood. He's not twisting. You are romancing your nose. If you don't mind, you have not been seeing blood when you have been twisting your nose. Come. You are not applying the law correctly. Come. Let me help you. You see, we will need to pack ambulance. The blood that will come out will be more than the blood you have inside you. And that is what I'm also trying to say, that when it comes to laws, you don't romance laws. You take the pain to make sure that the laws are enacted. How many of you know that? For some of you that don't, I tried it once. It's been a while I prepared Semo when I wanted to get married. My wife will laugh now because every time she makes jest of me for that. So I was like, now I'm a bachelor. I left the house before the wedding. So I went to go and buy 1 6 fish. 1 6 fish then was about, I think the titles were like about 5 of them. 1 6. But now, maybe one of it can say fish. 1 6. How much did you say fish now, student? Oh, it's not one. Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry. Leave that as an example. But this is what I'm saying. I now wanted to do semu. The fish did not jina. The semu too did not jina. From that period, and I'm not joking, from the period I took that thing to my wedding, I was purging. Serious one. There was a disaster that can happen when you turn semo and it did not jina. It will still look like good semo. If you would have been there, they say yes. That is what law does. When you are twisting something, it must be twisted correctly to produce the end result. You can't partially obey a law and expect to see the end result. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Today, actually, I want to teach on elements of honor. How many of you are science students here? What are elements? Everybody has dropped hand. All right, take for instance, what is the chemical formula of water? H. Okay, how many hydrogen and how many oxygen do you have there? This was scholars, correct. Let's go deeper. Is it, no, sir, sir, sir. No, sir. What of salt? No, help the people that are not science students now. Nah. Oh, yeah, give them. No, nah. And what? And the CO2. Every person go out. Go and collect your money from your chemistry teacher. Hey, animal sick eye. How many sodium do you have there? All chlorine. Which one is negatively charged? Everybody like, Which one is positively charged? Are you sure? Okay, which one has electron? What is an electron? I say, which one is negatively charged? You said chlorine. I say, which one has electron? You said sodium. Which, what is an electron? So which one has electron? Oh God. Even me that I've done chemistry since, who knows when. I say, no chemistry, what are you? Is you down to advise you? Go back to your secondary school. Even if you're at school now, go and meet your teacher and say, I want to collect my money. I want to do something useful with my money. I want to buy natural salt. Let me just be taking it. Glory to God. So when I say element of honor, it means that if any of them is missing, what if you have only chlorine? Do you have salt? What do you have? That's why I'm saying that when it comes to obeying a law, if you hold a law partially, if you do a law partially, you're not going to get the end result. Take for instance, what is the chemical formula for carbon dioxide? Those are not sure. Just keep quiet and be listening to us. CO2, right? How many carbon are there? What about oxygen? Perfect. What about carbon monoxide? Now, do you have oxygen there? How many oxygen? How many carbon? How many? Do you have the right element there? If you are trying to produce carbon dioxide and you have one oxygen and one carbon, what are you going to end up getting? But do you still have the necessary elements? But are they in the right proportion? So that is what also happened. When you claim that you honor God and it's not in the proportion to which God expects it, you have carbon, you have oxygen, but is the oxygen in the right proportion? And that's why when my wife was talking the other day on Wednesday, he said honor is not what you give. Honor is what the receiver perceives it to be. So there is a way you can come to church now, you are somersaulting, you say you are honoring God. And then God say, Michael. Kini guy, you say, honor, no. And your honor can be lacking in one oxygen. Hope you know, as we are all seated here now, there is carbon dioxide in this atmosphere. Yet we are not affected by it. If we remove just one oxygen in that carbon dioxide, it's only those of us that are still spiritual that will survive. Because do you know what that carbon monoxide is going to do? Same carbon, same oxygen. Carbon monoxide is always unstable. What carbon monoxide will always do is that it will keep struggling for the one oxygen that is missing. So the oxygen that you have inside of you, it will be competing with it. Because it's not in a balanced state. Are we on the same page? So take for instance now, we are breathing out. The reason why we are able to breathe out carbon dioxide, as many as we are here, and nobody dies, is because carbon dioxide is in a finished state. It can't enter another state apart from carbon dioxide. But carbon monoxide can leave that state and enter into carbon dioxide. And it will keep struggling to make sure it enters a stable state. So when you have carbon monoxide in the atmosphere, it is hazardous to any person that have oxygen. Because once it takes one oxygen from you, your oxygen is not so balanced again. Your oxygen will be struggling to be balanced, to have two atoms of oxygen, right? Are we still on the same page? Yeah, I think register from chemistry by Oluwa. For those that don't understand chemistry, what we are saying is that God loves you. Just joking. But this is what I'm trying to achieve. Is that element of honor. You see, most times, it's the things you study that will help you to understand God. Take for instance, now, if it's an accounting person that is taking this honor, he might not give it element of honor. He may say something like, what is accounting? You see now. That's what you have me. Maybe the disparity of honor or something like that. Okay, economics, what is it? The economics, the balancing sheet. Don't leave me, but I've left you. The balancing sheet of honor. Are we on the same page? So what we are saying in essence is that when something is a law, if it is not missing the right proportion, you won't get the end result, even when you are missing things. Yes. When I'm missing the thing together. So there are some of you, you have all the necessary elements to honor God, but you are not missing it in the right proportion. So the end result you are trying to get is not what you are getting. It's something else you are getting. You are trying to get carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide don't produce. It's more hazardous. Hope you guys know that the reason why they said that gen, the gen, hope you know more. I pass my neighbor as a lot of people pass away. No. Those of you that don't know I pass my neighbor gen, you never know it too. Because now it's better you even buy an inverter than buying I pass my neighbor. Because what pride do you have in passing your neighbor and you are dying? Because that thing have killed more people. Especially when the exhaust is tilted towards. Where, and if your own addition is that you love carbon monoxide, you have issue. That is human fancy money. Is that there is issue. Your blood is being poisoned. Wait. There is a circulatory system. Hope you know that there are nutrients that your blood carries. One of it is oxygen, actually. Your blood carries oxygen. This is your breathing. Your blood carries it too. And that's why you will see that after somebody dies or somebody produces blood out, the blood leaves being red to being black. Right? Is that it has interacted with the carbon dioxide, the carbon monoxide in the atmosphere or air, which is blue. So that way, the thing begins to change its color. Now, the truth of the matter is that your blood actually is the other food you are eating, all those eba, ewedu, amala, inya, all those things you are eating, is that the blood is the one that transports it after it is being broken down in the stomach. The nutrient part of it will be transferred to the blood. Then the blood carry the whatever and supply to the muscles. And that is why you will see when you are fasting, when you have not eaten, there is something they call adipose tissue. Element of honor. Element of honor. Because I remember that some of you ran away from science class because of this thing I'm saying. So that you know not say, finally I found myself a church and then there are, this thing has come to meet up with me after how many years. So, element of honor. But do you understand what elements are now? So, element on itself cannot form a end product. You mix elements together to get something. That is what the sermon is all about. Are we on the same page? So you mix this element with this element. But if they are not in the right proportion, take for instance acid now, H2SO, SO4. Because we are now going into chemistry again. Okay, H2SO4 for example, there is HCl. HCl is actually one of the corrosive acid. H2SO4 is another very corrosive acid, right? Yes, now. So in that one now, you are not having two elements mixed together. You are having three. You have hydrogen. How many atoms of hydrogen do you have there? H2SO4. Sulfur. How many? SO4. Oxygen. How many? Are we on the same page now? So you cannot. You will bless you. You cannot say you want to form, and some of it is due to your own separation techniques. Don't forget, I say HCl. What did I call HCl now? Corrosive acid. What did I call H2SO4? Corrosive acid. Why is one having two elements and another is having three? And all of them are acid. If the honor God demand of you require two elements, and you say that you are inspired because of what Pastor Jerry is doing, you want to give three elements too. You have not honored the Lord. So the combination of these elements does not also mean that if me have given two hydrogen, you two will give two hydrogen. It means that it is what you are trying to form, even though it's also acid, that you will mix together to form it. Take for instance, I have two people. I once had, and you see, I've listened to people that have blessed my life. Please let me celebrate Bishop David Oyedepo and Reverend Sam Adeyemi. Is that how we celebrate people here? And Reverend Sam Adeyemi, please be seated. Now, I've often heard Bishop David Oyedepo say severally that the secret of his kingdom prosperity is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 6, 33. Please, you people should stop. Avoid this now ministry. Just put the topic. I've said it before. Please celebrate the media. I'm the one ministry. You see, where is my wife? Just be putting now ministry. That is distracting me because I'm seeing my face. I'm seeing 1 year now. So Just leave them. I've told them before. If they come late, they won't come late next time. Abina, would you want to come late again? No, they will not. So, I am the one. I know myself. I'm the one here. Avoid this now ministry. If it's no motion, don't put it there. Glory to God. Just put the honor towards God so that the people that just come, they will understand the topic we are teaching. They are now ministry. They see me here now. Glory to God. All right. He said, but seek first is what? And is, and all these things. Now wait. I have been thinking that some people in the building church, they have honored me. They have honored God. Why are they not seeing results? And then, funny enough, last week, Sunday, I went to Chris's church in ACCN Global. And for the first time, I was hearing from his mouth something I've never heard before. Then it gave me concern. And I sat down. I was ruminating over that thing he said. Because the same thing happened to me. Because I was shocked that the kind of result I saw in my life, I was seeing the same pattern in Chris's life. And he was the one that was telling me for the first time in his church. So I was like, oh, wow. This is where the thing is missing. Because Bishop Oyedepo said that when God wanted to lift him, this was what God showed him. This was his own element. No matter what, if you go and carry another person's element and he's trying to fight with it, it will not produce honor that God desires. Because HCl is still acid. H2SO4 is also acid. But the element, one is having two elements, another is having three. And the proportion of the oxygens and the whatever are not even the same. One has just one hydrogen. The other has two hydrogen. I saw it. I was like, okay, that is true. So what it implies is that when God is asking for honor, it will be person-based. But all the elements will be available. Just like you have the priority table, you are going to pick your own elements and join together to form honor towards God. For some of you, your own honor towards God, for God to understand that you honor him, is that you never miss service. And you are trying to sacrifice. You are bringing offering. I will come back to offering now. Today is your day. Is an element. That was what Saul thought that God required from him. The element God required from Saul was obedience. He wanted to do sacrifice. Hope you know that sacrifice is an element of honor. Obedience is also an element of honor. If God is asking you for obedience and you are bringing sacrifice, you will not get the result of honor. God has said, "Man, Baba, boy, yes, I'm talking to you, Sister Sun Lee." You now say that, I will just repent me. And Apostle Miwa beautifully said, he said, most times when we disobey God, we are always looking for the repercussion of disobedience immediately. We don't focus on the things we miss. When you miss things, it will not show. Because take for instance, God said, don't travel to Lagos. Hope you know by default, what you'll be expecting is accidents on the road. Then when you go to Lagos successfully, you say, I say, mind you meet any. Lagos, generally, in fact, this is the fastest trip I have had in Lagos. Most peaceful. Go see you up. But you will not know what you miss until maybe several years after. God, may you combine your elements in the right proportion. So when I heard Bishop Oyedepo say that, I kept that. That this is what God said to him. That the secret of his kingdom prosperity is here. That but seek his first kingdom of God and righteousness. And all things I'll be giving unto you. That is said. That. So hope you know that you will not even understand this because it's generic. When God wants to give you a word, he will break it down that you will understand what it means. Because I don't know what he's seeking for. His own seek first there is the righteousness. This is a generic scripture. And every other thing shall be added. He said all that are saying, the hack that they are building conveniently, do whatever. He said this is a secret. Then Reverend Sam, not said for his own. So he said, God said, there's nothing I will not give you if you follow this. Then when Sam not said for his own, he was reading Genesis, which is our anchor scripture for honor towards God's self. But I'll come back to this Reverend Sam because of this Chris story I brought. I remember in 2010, I was standing in Kulinde. Don't forget, don't follow me carefully, you'll be blessed. There's Pastor Bayo. So Pastor Bayo, he is a representation of Mode I love of Christianity. Pastor Bayo. Prayer in day. Ah, agemo. Thank you, Fanny. If Pastor Bayo is preaching here, all of you will not be able to see that. No, I'm not telling you. Is it like a router? Like a router. Devil with devil. I like him. I honor him. This scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 and 42 that I've always quoted. I was standing in at the back of Kunle. I can't forget. Pastor Bayo was ministering in front. I cannot forget. As he was ministering, then God said to me, he said, if you will receive my son as he is, he said, there is nothing I give him that I will not give you. That's what God told me. I did not say that. I quickly went and copied somebody's home. That was what God said to me. So my honor was in perspective now. There is nothing. I wish my brother is here. Okay, he's here. My other brother, one day, he was talking. And then he mentioned Pastor Bayo. It will remember. He mentioned Pastor Bayo, the way I changed my face. I said, stop there. Don't talk like that. If you want to lie, say, oh, name is devil. That's my brother. I said, don't talk like that. Because I did not inspire to honor him. There's a recognition system of anything I give this guy, I'll give you. Anything I give him, I'll give you. Ha! When I had that, hey, you can't talk me out of. You see, that time, if he's going to preach, I will be the one to carry this. You see what Pastor Me is doing for me now? It's child's play. In fact, people are saying my own is too much. If he's coming, I will be there at the airport to stay there. If it's whatever, I will carry it, I see. I will carry his bag. Now, that is not the motivation. But just that, the why strengthen your resolve. Please visit it. When you know the why strengthen your resolve, that is why you can be in a place. If it is your own consecration, people are misbehaving and say, let's have some for Jesus. We are these five for Jesus. And God already warned you that you can't do I five for Jesus. It's not wrong, but you can't do it. Because in your own H2SO4, there is no chlorine there. The others can combine it and still have acid. And that's why I'm shocked when people are trying to impose their consecration on others. You do high five for Jesus now. If that is how Jesus needs it, do it. Now, when Jesus said, I mean, I should not do high five for him, I cannot now authoritatively say, because CL, chlorine is also an element. Then, I remember Chris was now saying, that was my own for Pastor Bayo. I will not even talk about the scripture one yet. Chris now said, I was hearing for the first time. That was the first time I was hearing. Because the results in Chris's life, it follow a pattern actually. True. That is the truth. It followed the pattern. Exactly 2 years in Yenani. Pattern yellow follow. He also has a car. Except that everything is always an increased version of the previous. Me, I started with Primacy before I married. Pastor Bayo started with Avila, because of Avalon before he married. Chris is starting with, is it Mitsubishi? I'm on Jeep Mitsubishi. But exactly 2 years, not here, after service. Exactly. He failed legit in it. But I was not wondering that, this thing is fast. But for the first time, he was not telling me the principle. And I remember that, guy, this guy is smart. He said that during my birthday, they have gathered all that they can gather. But God has already said that this man, you have to honor him. So he now look, he said, what can I do? All of us that have honored him, we have given all that. I'm not saying my birthday is coming. Wait. I'm not saying you should go and do this thing I'm saying, telling you. Except it's your own consecration. Are we on the same page? Then Ina said that my birthday is coming. He has gathered all that. Do I still continue to use this example? Because I don't want you to hear what I'm not saying. No. I'm blessed. Let me help you with truth. I'm blessed. God has helped me. If you don't perceive us in a certain way, leave it. It's your own. I'm saying something that happened that can help you for your own consecration. It might not even be here. But God will give you instruction that is peculiar for you. The element you combine together for your own element of honor. Are we on the same page? So that's why I'm saying no. That's why I'm saying no. May God not allow you to hear what I'm not saying in Jesus' name. Okay. So, he now said he went to Deeper Life. That was the first time I was hearing it last week Sunday. That he went to Deeper Life Church. Deeper Life Campground. He prayed for certain hours for me. Pray. After he has prayed, then God now told him to go and sow for on my behalf to the land. He said, then as he went to sow on my behalf to the land, as he was going out of the camp, if I remember how he said it correctly, he said, God said to him, he said, for this you have done, I will make sure you are not far away from Jerry. Don't forget, for my own, it was not the same time. What God told me is that anywhere I take him to, I will take you there. If I lift him, I will lift you. So every time when Pastor Bai is doing well, I used to be very happy. When he said, I say, amen, his friend. Keep going. Anywhere I go, I'm going out of Canada. He's present in Nigeria, he's in Canada. I say, keep going. And you know the funniest part. Even he could not believe it. If the truth of the matter is, even for church, I will not be in Nigeria. I'm the one telling you. I have Canada, whatever. And when I apply, it was like, we just apply like this. And it was me and my wife that applied like this in the heat of Jakarta. And they approved for the two of us. Now, our home, before you now say, Pastor Tifeja Pau. In fact, I think out of the whatever now, we have used almost that many years out of it. Is that just that time we used to travel around, change. You know? So I don't even have the time to even look at the thing now. But Pastor Bayan, when I told before. So that was what Chris said. Are you blessed or blessed? It was when he was not saying it that the thing that makes sense to me. Because this is not normal. You see, there's a way you will honor God in a man. Go back to that scripture now. That's Matthew 10, verse 41. He said, anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Wait. I'll put it in perspective. What is the average amount an accountant collects? 250. Now, let's read it like that. Put an accountant, where is it? Where you see it? And put the 250 as the reward. Now, let's read. Anyone who receives an accountant because she is an accountant will receive 250,000. Who is doing the work? The accountant. Who is receiving the reward? The accountant. But any person that perceives the accountant in the light of the accountant, without being an accountant, will receive what an accountant receives. That's what my wife was teaching. She said, honor can be confined. Well, good news. The last Sunday in this month will be worship and anointing service. Worship and impartation service. Because honor can be confirmed. We saw it in Numbers. He said, and I will take from your spirit and put it upon Joshua. And I will take from your honor, in KJV translation, from the honor that is upon your life, and put it upon him. And do you know the reason? He said, so they can obey you the way they can obey him the way they obeyed you. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him. Next verse. He said, and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. Next. He said, and thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. Now, please, my question is, who is saying this to Moses? Why can't the Lord carry the honor that is the Lord's and put it upon Joshua. To me, it's the Lord that is talking. The Lord, from the Bible, we know also have hand. Doesn't the Lord have hand? He said the Lord's mighty hand, mighty in battle. So if the Lord had hand, was the hand of the Lord on vacation? That he had to go and tell Moses, because listen to me, oh, let me help you. In this kingdom, what you believe is your reality. So be careful of the things you believe. Is it not so, man? What does it mean? You know me, chair. And you see, yet you want to form A2SO4. And you are removing your own poor oxygen. You say, Timu Sheni. See, we want more liquid oxygen. You basically chlorine. Why would I come look for atoms? Why would I want to look for four molecules, four atoms, four atoms of oxygen? Kini mo se fun yin baba? So for seven, please, so for one. Gbogbo yi te fe lo le fire eti ko tan e wa tun so pe kin wa so for. Be hope you know fire, it will burn in so for. There is already in reserve. Don't worry, it doesn't touch the suffer on it. You won't suffocate. Abi to ba fe po for. Glory to God. My wife say, oh God, oh Jesus. So element of honor. Element of honor. Then I had Reverend Sam Adeyemi. I listen to him a whole lot now. A whole lot. Why? Because of the church dimension. I've seen where church, God moved him from church from. I'm saying most of these things so that all of you can know that there's nothing we are doing outside of principles. I listen to Reverend Sam like something wrong with me. When I was listening to them, they start. They say in a single service, one day, I was asking my assistant that way. One of my to-do now is to make sure that I reach that distance anytime in Lagos. That in a single service, they have 40,000 human beings. Ah! And it's not 40, over 40,000. When I heard that, I was like, hey, Martina, I'm a Kosika. You can only hear men's secrets in their words. In the things they are saying. You see, I don't use I honor you carelessly. If I know, I will talk about you behind you in the light that you will not like in honor. That is not honor. Honor, true honor is actually what you do when the person is not there. That's why I was saying that my brother, but somebody doesn't, anywhere you talk, I will stand up. They don't say that again. You know, my other brother can pick me and just blow me. But there is this energy that is inside of me for honor. God has already pointed the man as your honor towards. Hope you know that your honor towards God will reflect in the way you honor men. And that's why even when God was saying that you cannot love me if you cannot love the one you see. It's the Bible. If it's love, if you can't love the one you see, you can't talk about the one. There are some things that when they are saying, you see, listen to me. Sometimes silence is consent. Jimmy, I can't say it. And Pastor Jerry used to open eyes. I can't say it, but say it. Continue. Say, your pastor, you say, your pastor, you say, what should tell him? He knows you here. Say, you say, say it very well. Then you say, is there another, you don't have neighbors that also have things to say? And then, in pretense, you now come and say, I heard them talking about you. What did you say? As I was sitting there. Now, I'm not saying that, when we continue, there is a part I want to call your attention to. Honor towards God representative and the extremity. It can be to an extreme. You see, when you begin to idolize and the person become, you can't carry step until you go and meet your man of God. There is issue. Then, if not for our papa, our whatever, the devil will carry me. Elements of honor. So I will use Reverend Sam's own. This was Reverend Sam's scripture for everything that he said is happening in his own life. Genesis 22. I heard it from him first and they did not tell me. I heard that other one too from Bishop Oyedepo, they did not tell me. But are we getting blessed or blessed? Is he joining or not joining? All right. Please give it to me. Genesis 22 from verse 1. From verse 1 to 18. This was what Reverend Sam said. He said, read this scripture. Because these are where some of my points are going to be. He said, sometime later, please let's read together. Sometime later, God tested who? And said to him, Abraham, here I am. He replied, next verse. Then the Lord said, take your son, your only son, wait. And then I was listening to this in this thing when I was coming. And my wife was saying, she was listening with me actually on whatever. I'm like, clearly. Because I wanted to refresh my memory on this scripture while I was coming. So I will not say something and say I'm sorry later on. I want to say it the way it is. Hope you know, at this point, actually, Abraham had a son called Ishmael. My confusion is how God is still using your only son in this place. And that is why your own elements that you want to pick may also be a son. So that's why God was clear about what he was saying. And it was Mike Murdock who said, beautifully well, he said, God will not ask for what you want to give. He will ask for what you want to keep. Hope you know, it won't do Abraham anything if it was Ishmael God asked for. Oluwa, do I need to travel far to a mountain? I can form a mountain behind my house. I will just give this guy half sharp. So God was straight. God was clear about what he wanted. He said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Let's stretch our hand and pray for this media. He said, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there. Now wait. The first thing I saw there is love. The second thing I saw there is sacrifice. But that love that was being mentioned there is only. God is the one that picked the thing you want to ask for. No, I remember I love meat money for reasons I don't know. I love meat money. So that meat money, they have given me what it for. And then, as soon as it was, even yesterday it happened, as soon as I reached where I was going, God just pointed to that money. He said, that money will not follow you. I said, Father, I've not even counted it. That money is not following you. So I stood there, I was like, I don't even if it is a car you ask for, I can't give it anytime. Then, as I was saying, I'm like, this money, this means, this is plenty. I have not counted, Father. I don't know the irony. Even as plenty as it is there, I'll still be not the one using it. It's all those police people that used to collect all the money I put at that side of the car. So, I went. Then, when I was staying there, I just remember that, God has pointed to something before I say I forgot. So I quickly went back into the car. I said, God has pointed. What a privilege. God pointed to something. I just carried it immediately. I called the bell. I said, this is what God has said that I will give you. Up to now, I don't know the amount. I don't know if, but that thing is plenty. From the way I was feeling it, it's plenty. I'm telling you, it's plenty. But God pointed to it, and I was very happy. I consider it a privilege. Because if God did not point to it, another person can point to it. That is somebody who just go, you just say, woe me that. Why did I want to waste my seat? I quickly carry the thing and say, bye-bye. But you and your type will never leave my hand. That is the truth. So God pointed love, the one you love. What is that thing that God has been pointing to that you love, that you are trying to do the opposite? I'll give an instance. I remember there was a time, how many of you know follow come charger? Most of you used to say follow of that. The first Tiber tablet I ever had was my wife that bought it for me. See you get. So Lenovo, I can't forget. Follow or come charger. So I went to stay with Pastor Bayo one time. And then for some reasons, that charger was working perfectly with his phone and was charging effectively. And the Lord spoke to him, and he liked it. And me too, I remember follow or come charger, that it will help the tab very well. Till you get, I won't be looking for charger. So what I did was, and then the Lord impressed in my heart to release the charger. You know what I did? I gathered money. I put it in an envelope, bought wine, put everything as a replacement for the honor. And I put in an envelope the money that will be able to buy charger. Is it charger that Pastor Bayo does not have money to buy? But don't forget, he was not the one that asked for the charger. But I discovered that the charger was working effectively. In fact, the day I wanted to carry the charger, I said, wait, no, sir, I'm going, sir. That charger, sir. Now, do you know the funniest part? The funniest part was that I was going to camp when I insisted that I go with that charger. That was the last time that charger worked for my cab. Do you know the funniest part? When I came back from service, for some reason, Pastor Shekun was searching through my bag and he saw that charger and he carried it and he began to work for him. The charger was not useful to me throughout. I wasted my seat. That one was glaring. And I said to God, that one taught me a lesson. I said, oh, Lua, if anything you point to, if I catch myself ever using my brain to carry, if you point to anything, just carry it. I thank God that I learned that earlier. If not, the seed God asked for our marriage, I will have also not given it. Maybe up till now, you could have been joining hand in praying for me because I'll still continue to trek. Listen to me. It's better you start your faith journey early. The height you fought with fall from will determine the effect of your injury. If I fall from this step, for example, the effect is minimal. So when you are disobeying God, is a training you are giving yourself as you are going up. That will happen to Samson. He will go and commit fornication until you commit fornication with the wrong person. Because the Bible said to us, he said, I will stand up as usual. And the Bible said he did not know that the Lord has let him. What are those as usual that you think mercy has been covering for you? That you carry as disobedience. Don't masturbate as usual. The Lord is with me. You see, sang. That day, the whole congregation were more blessed. You see, so masturbation is a lone shade. We'll continue. You went to a brother's house. You slept with him. And you know your administration. You came. Amy. All of us were happy too. Oshie. Until one day, we brought a prophet. With magnifying lens. And then he zooms. And say, who is Amikote? Then you raise your hand. And because you thought the song was powerful, you came out already. You say, God said, leave that brother alone. That thing you put in last night. Then you are now standing like somebody they stole. There are elements that combine together to form the honor God desires. God already points to your only son. There is that thing that God has been asking of you. They have been giving the order. God said, go and serve the building church, for example. And you are here serving already. But you are not serving the way God said you should serve. You are why are you wasting that? That's it. Because don't forget. I said the mission must be in the right proportion. If you do anything as unto the Lord, that is where the reward is coming from. There are elements that combine together that God will see it as honor. If you meet, hope you know, if you have HSO4, you still do not have H2SO4. Just one atom of hydrogen is missing. And still yet, you still do not form what you are trying to form. Combine all the elements in their right proportion. Somebody say honor towards God. Now, let's continue reading, please, because of my time. He said, whom you are, go ahead of you and sacrifice him there. That's another word, sacrifice. But sacrifice was not being asked for until there was love. It will not be sacrificed if there was no love. That's where sacrifice begins from. So those things you have been throwing at God and you call it sacrifice. Oh, the Lord being kind. If it doesn't touch you, it won't touch God. That's why David understood it. He said, I know how I operate with my God. I will not give to my God. Hope you know it was God that asked for the sacrifice, unlike Saul. In that 1 Samuel 24, God asked for the sacrifice. He said, go and sacrifice at whatever place I will show you. It went. And then Arioria or something like that, Ariona, said unto him, he said, don't worry. Which take anything. He said, stop that. I will not give to my God what will cost me nothing. Take for instance, you have been asked to go and serve God in a particular place. And then another person has been asked to come and serve you. And then you are using the person that is asked to come and serve you to be serving the purpose that they asked you to go and serve. It is not costing you anything in here. think Second Samuel 24. I think they are still looking for that. In Arona or something like that. Arana or something like that. He said, I will give to my God what costs me nothing. I will give to my God what costs me nothing. The things you have been giving to God, how has it been costing you? Please ask your neighbor, the things you have been giving to God, how has it been costing you? Please, let's proceed. Let's continue reading. Let's continue reading very quickly. I said, let's continue. Oh, you want me to start? Oh, yeah, now. Early in the next morning, how? Immediately. Oh, we are reading the first in love. The second in sacrifice. The thing is immediately. How do you respond? Immediately. Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him the two of his servants and his son. He remembered his sacrifice. He carried him too. He's not the one that you have gotten the place. At Lagos, Mutuwao. He said when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering. Now, listen to me. Maybe when I'm teaching on offering, I will differentiate between burnt offering and other kind of offering. You see, when it comes to burnt offering, it's not useful for any other person again. That was what God says you want. He should bring his son as burnt offering. You know that he should cut one part of his hand. Burnt offering. He said he set out for the place God had told him about. Next verse, very quickly. He said on the third day, Abraham looked up. That means that he had been journeying for 3 days. And don't forget, he had donkey. He was not trekking. And saw the place in the distance. Next verse, very quickly. He said, to his servant, stay here with the donkey. Why I and the boy go over there and we worship with. The real proof of sacrifice and honor is that it goes with worship. It is worship. In fact, that is what it is. If you are not seeing that your offering you are giving, that thing you are squeezing, and you are throwing at the offering basket, if you don't see it as worship, if you think that you'll be shouting, Oluwa, Oluwa, the word that say, leave Oluwa alone. Because the truth of the matter is, anything, honor, with touch of substance. Proverbs 3:9, KJV translation. He said, honor God with thy substance. With thy substance. And with the first fruits of all thy increase. Then what will happen to you is that your own barn, in verse 10, he says, so shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor God with thy substance. Next, let's go back because of my time. Let's go. Yes, he said to him, servant, now we'll go and worship and then we'll come back. Then when they said this, my wife was like, we will come back. He was sure that they will come back. He said, we will come back. Next verse. He said, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and all of that. Be going because of my time. Be going. He already said, Father, next. And then wait, go back. He said, then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Who did he go? Oh, that's his son. He said, next verse. He said, then the angel of the Lord said to him from heaven, Abraham, stop. Hey, Abraham, do. Yeah, man, he replied. Next verse. He said, do not lay a hand on him. He said, do not do anything to him. Now I know. So God wanted to know. There are some things in your life. Maybe that morning now, I've been shouting up and down that there is nothing God can point to. And because actually yesterday, I don't think I've ever felt reluctant like that yesterday's one. That morning. Because truly, God will always come and be asking for the things you want to keep. It's not because he needs it, it's because of you. His head check at your heart. Are there be things you have been keeping? Say, I've sacrificed enough. Stop, daddy. Wickedness in the brain. Is your heart is checking. God did not need Isaac. God gave Isaac. But is this guy's heart still with me? Was the test of honor. Was one of the tests of honor. That is his heart still with me. Only one test here. He said, God, I said, now I know that you fear me. Yeah? Because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. My question to you is that his only son?
is that thing you are trying to keep, God will keep asking for. Please don't fail that test. Because no matter what God points to, God does not need it. Yeah. Hope you know now, any money that God asks you to come and drop in church, we are the one that we use to buy diesel. Ah, let me quickly. Diesel, Lavra. Diesel. Do you are sitting and some of you are sleeping because of AC. Diesel and not Lavra. Diesel. God said, now I know. Now go forward because of my time. Be time, he says, but don't worry. Be fast. He said, Abraham, look up. And he take it. No, no, no. Go to 16. Go back. Go to 17. Then the angel of the Lord, after you said, don't do it. Now I know you fear me. Then the angel of the Lord now come back with the reward. There is always reward for honor. Then the angel of the Lord came back and called to Abraham the second time. He said, I swear by myself. He said, Father, thou shalt not swear. He said, I need a meal long, but. Now, this is where Reverend Sam now said this one. He said, when he read this scripture, he now said to God, he said, God, please swear over me. Then God now said unto him, can you do what Abraham did? He said, ah. Then he read that Bible again, ah. I can't kill anybody, Lord. Then later on, he got to find out. He said, no, it's not killing. Is there anything that is of utmost importance to you that can point to any day and you release? He said, if that is it, he said, God, help me. He said, then God said, if I ever point to anything and you're also able to release it, I will keep swearing over you. Honor is a law. Any person you see that arise, there are 2 + 2, they are hardened together. There are elements, they are hardened together to form compound. Hope you know when you had 2 elements together, what do you have? You have a compound now. Abi, am I still correct? Chemistry people. When you had elements together, you form a compound. One recompound is sodium chloride, which is salt. That is, you can't take hydrogen in isolation and take chlorine in isolation and say hydrogen in oxygen in. Sodium ni, chlorine ni, emi fe take individually ni, somebody didn't know me, con the salt. Those things you are combining together, are they forming the right compound? Because if they are not combined in the right proportion, there will be issue. That was how Reverend Sam came about his own lifting in his life. He said, God told him, if there is nothing you have that important to, that I can point to any day, like, if there's anything you love that I can point to any day and say, Bamu, and you release it, he said, me, God, too, I'll keep swearing over you. So that means that what it implies is that there are many things that he has loved that God has been pointing to. That is why we are seeing him in where he is today. What is the personal encounter you have? What has God said? Maybe I will end with this story. I remember one day, let me say it ahead of time. I remember one day, because most times when people come here, they say, CLC, something. Now, that time, I don't think they are about to leave Ilorin yet, but he was just ministering one day. No, I think it was one of his birthday or something. And then, that day, I was just standing. And then the Lord communicated something to me about him that he said, and I have. And God said to me, he said, when I will ask for the thing that you will do, I will let you know. I think it took several months. Then there was Freedom Conference, one Freedom Conference like that. Then Apusumiwa came to this place, that place they were seeing. Then he checked, and then he looked around. And then I was seeing him to his house. As I was seeing it to his house, I got to F Division. And then the Lord said, hey, that thing I told you about then, now I have what I want to ask for. I said, what, Lord? The Lord said to me, he said, very early in the morning, tomorrow, which is Saturday, you are going to go to his house to go and wash his car. And that Saturday was sanitation. Where I stay, there is no way I will have been able to go and do that thing early in the morning because they have service almost immediately. And there are people in the house. It's not as if he doesn't have people that wash car. There are people in the house that wash car. And then I was also driving a Lexus. I look. I say, Kai, God has asked for something. Hey, this thing must be done. Because sometimes, bro, it appears like God asked for the impossible to see how your heart is. I could have done many excuses and say, Father, please, can you postpone this? Do you know what happened? I look. I say. And then my younger brother, Pastor, was around. Because I don't know who I could have carried there that would be that early. So the solution I had was that I'm going to leave the house by 5 a.m. That I will leave the house by 5 a.m. because God has asked for something. That this is what me I want. This thing is what I want. I said I will leave the house by 5 a.m. And then this is what I do. I quickly went and wake my brother. I said, do you have time to spare? He said, yes. I said, we are going somewhere now. He said, wait. I said, I want to go and watch something. And I must finish that and come back home before 6. That sanitation will start. So I needed to come and assist me with this. He said, okay, no problem. Then Pastor, the cooling and car, we carry what the towel. We carry whatever. By 5 a.m. exactly, I left. The reason why I have to leave by 5 a.m. because they say there's a time that the inn can open, the estate gate open or something like that. We have to call somebody inside. I say, today. So the next thing I call, I quickly call Pastor Tade. I say, please, there's something I want to do. Please help me make it possible. All the people that are watching that this car, please help me pay one. That they should leave the car and wash. I am coming to come and watch the car. He say, Pastor, this is difficult. I say, please, you are the one I can call. Then he say, okay, no problem. He called all the people, say, please make sure you don't watch the car. Yeah, he came by, say, now, but you have to be. I said, don't worry. Just leave that timing for me. Do you know the irony? As soon as I enter the compound, the person I will meet at the gate is Apotumewa. Praying. He was shocked. He was looking at me. I just did like this for him. He said, grace. I said, amen. Yeah, I like he said, grace. I was not expecting to meet him there. Listen to me. The way this principle works is that he doesn't need to pray for me. This one that you have called the man of God that I'm going to send 10,000 to you now is my seed of faith. Is my, you do not understand or not. Eh? This is now, I'm giving it to, this is my token. Oh. This one I'm giving it now. This is now, this is for the little. God has not accepted you. You are giving your thing. There was a revelation backing up. Don't forget, I said the why will strengthen your resolve. And that's why when people do things the way they like, I know that there's nothing backing what they are doing. If you truly understand why you are doing what you are doing, why you are serving the house of God, why you are in this place, you know it's not to man, that the man doesn't even need to see you. It's not for eye service. That's what the Bible says in Colossians. Don't do it that they will be pleased. There are many things that I do that you cannot know. That is the real sacrifice of honor. It's coming from my heart, not from my lips. It's not the one you can see. So I went there, I watched car radio. That's the year I know that, cars are in level. The car is not long. The tire alone. The time we provide is not. And do you know the irony? See, we left there. I presume we were still praying. When you pray, I will delay. And you know, up till now, he has not asked me, what do you come and do in our house? Because I don't need it. I just added my hydrogen with the chlorine. And it produced the result. And then sometimes, and that's why I said that there are some results I'm seeing in my life that I know are more than my prayer life. I know. That car, I know. This is not my prayer life. God, if you can explain all the things you are praying, I have seen it. Bless or bless. I want you to pray. Let me just give you a few points for those that do not know how to follow my sermon. Because most times now, you want to be writing something now before you think that you understand the sermon. Practical ways to honor God daily. Number one, value his word. Make time daily for scripture. Number two, prioritize prayer. Not as routine, but as communion. Number three, serve faithfully. Give excellence in church and life. Number four, give generously. Don't worry. It's a continuous series. So, Mama Mwaye from the Akoni gradually. Give generously. That is honor through substance and sacrifice. Then live uprightly. Represent God with your integrity. That is number five. Live uprightly. Represent God with your integrity. And number six, honor his virtues. Discern and celebrate those carrying his grace. I want you to pray. Father, is there any way I have not been honoring you as you deserve?
open my eyes to the places where I'm missing it. Can you pray in the name of Jesus? Is there any way? The way I pray, I'm suspecting you. Because this thing I've taught you. Don't forget. Don't worry. I've not even touched on the elements yet. Pray. Pray. The way I pray, I'm suspecting you. The Father, is there any way I've missed out on your honor? Is there any way I've missed out on understanding how to honor you? Help me, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to the right honor. Kai, the way I pray, I'm suspecting you. Pray. Because in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, he said, those who honor me, I will honor. He said, those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. Pray. Pray. Say, Father, open my eyes to the elements I need to combine to honor you appropriately, to give you the worship you deserve. He said, let my life bring you the worship you deserve. Honor is worship. And there is a right combination of worship. I need you to pray the way you understand this, because it's better than... Listen to me. The change cannot happen in your life until God has given you his word. And God has pointed to something he requires. For some of you, God has pointed to something, but you have not been able to give it. Say, Father, strengthen me to be able to give it. For Jesus, Jesus said, let this cup pass me over. God said, no, I need that cup. You have to drink it. And what you receive was strength. Pray. Pray as the scripture, as the psalm resonates with you. Pray. Pray. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Beckerding, Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.